Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Today is a great day to practice. Hi everyone, my name is Peter. We're happy you joined us here today.
That's right. Hi friends, I'm Marie, and on Saturdays we always review the things we learned from the week. We talked about some fun things this week too.
That's right. I hope you are having a great Chinese New Year. Well, friends, let's get started. We'll have some questions right after this. Pay attention.
Happy Chinese New Year!
Thanks! When is Chinese New Year?
Today is the first day.
In Chinese culture, each year has an animal. Is that right?
That's right.
So, which year is 2016?
It's the year of the monkey. I was born in the year of the monkey.
So this is your year.
Rob, does your family celebrate Chinese New Year?
Sure. The holiday lasts for about 23 days, but we don't celebrate for that long.
How do you celebrate?
My family has dinner together on Chinese New Year's Eve. We eat many special dishes.
That sounds really great.
It is. My favorite is the fish. We eat it for good luck.
What other customs do you have?
We light firecrackers at midnight.
That's fun.
It's loud, too. Hey, I'm having a party at my house tonight. Can you come?
Okay. Can we light firecrackers?
No, my neighbors don't like that. But we can eat a really good meal.
Here, this is for you.
Thank you. Why are you giving me an orange?
Oranges and tangerines mean good luck in Chinese culture. I'm wishing you good luck in the new year.
Thanks. I'll eat it now. What are the flowers for?
To decorate my desk. Flowers are also lucky at Chinese New Year.
Hi, Ben. How was Rob's party?
Great. I ate a lot of good food.
I'm sure.
And he decorated his house for Chinese New Year, too.
How did he decorate?
He hung Chinese words on the walls. One word is Fu. It means blessing. He has the Chinese word for spring on his door, too.
Right. Chinese New Year is sometimes called Spring Festival. Chinese words are very beautiful. Those must be nice decorations.
Yes. Rob wrote them on red paper. They look great.
Maybe next year I'll decorate for Chinese New Year.
Rob can write some Chinese characters for you.
Yes, and maybe he can cook some Chinese New Year food for me too.
Or maybe he'll just invite you to his house for dinner.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing? It's only 4 p.m. Are you eating dinner?
No, I'm practicing my table manners. Susie is helping me.
Why are you practicing your table manners?
I'm going to a fancy dinner tomorrow. I want to be polite.
That's fun. Where are you going for dinner?
The chateau.
Wow, that is a fancy place.
Are you helping Alex with his table manners?
Yes. There are too many knives, forks, and spoons. He gets confused.
I do too sometimes.
He has to remember his napkin too.
Yes, he needs to put it on his lap.
Right. You don't do that in a Chinese restaurant.
Okay, this is the salad fork. This is the dinner fork. This is the dessert fork. What else?
Don't put your elbows on the table. That's not polite.
Okay, and I should ask people to pass things to me.
Yes, that's polite.
Right. Always ask people to pass things. Anything else?
Yes. Enjoy the food.
Oh, yeah.
Is Alex ready for his dinner at the chateau? Did you help him with his table manners?
Yes. I told him about all the knives, forks, and spoons. And I reminded him about his napkin.
Right. He has to put that on his lap. I forget sometimes.
He'll be fine. He'll enjoy a nice dinner.
Yes. If he's not too nervous.
Rob, can you tell me about Chinese table manners?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Chinese people just eat with chopsticks, right?
Well, we use spoons too. I use a spoon to eat soup. But some people drink soup from the bowl.
That's not polite.
It's not polite in Taiwan either, but people still do it.
How was your fancy dinner at the chateau, Alex?
Wonderful. The food was excellent. But I was a little nervous at first.
But everything was fine.
Yes. I put my napkin on my lap. I didn't reach across the table for anything. I asked people to pass things.
Good.
But I need to eat another fancy dinner soon. I don't want to forget my manners.
Lollipop, lollipop, lolly, lolly, lollipop.
Oh, hey friends! My name is Rebecca, and this is E-Report. Do you like my lollipop? It's kind of cute, isn't it? It's so colorful, big, and even a little heavy. Well, Papa Bubble Candy Store made this lollipop. Now, you might be wondering, how did Papa Bubble make this lollipop? Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Meanwhile, I'm going to enjoy eating my lollipop.
The Papa Bubble Candy Store was born in 2004 in the city of Barcelona, Spain. The creators of the candy store wanted to bring back the ancient art of candy making. Since then, dozens of Papa Bubble candy stores have opened in different places around the world. You can find them in places like New York, Tokyo, Paris, and Beijing. At each store, visitors can watch candy masters work and taste many different delicious candies.
The candy here at Papa Bubble is unique and handmade.
No two pieces are exactly alike. Papa Bubble is known for its hard candy. There are lots of different colorful designs and flavors. But you know what's really, really cool? You can actually get the candy personalized. That's right. People can order candy with their names, a special message, or a symbol written on the candy. And this candy makes for a great gift for a party, a wedding, or any other special celebration.
The process of making Papa Bubble candy starts with sugar and water. It is boiled with some other special type of sugar and flavored oils. When the candy is hot enough, it is poured onto a metal cooling table. Then, color is added to the candy. As the candy cools, it starts to get hard. That's when the candy master will cut it into large pieces. Next, the candy is moved to a table that is heated. This keeps the candy soft, so the candy master can twist it, shape it, and turn it. Next, different colored candy is rolled together into shapes, such as a heart. Then the candy is stretched and allowed to cool. After the candy cools, it becomes hard. Then, then the candy master cuts it into small pieces. This creates cool little candies with unique designs in them. Papa Bubble candy masters not only make hard candy, they also make lollipops. A lollipop starts off the same way as hard candy, but instead of making the candy into designs, the candy maker will stretch it into a long rope. Then he or she will roll the candy into a circle. Then the master puts a stick into the candy, and you have a lollipop. The lollipops can also be personalized. This makes the candy one of a kind.
So, what did you think? Making candy can actually be lots of fun, right? Well, Papa Bubble candy masters are always creating new and interesting types of candy, like candy lips, candy sushi, candy rings, and even candy flowers. What kind of candy design would you like? You should go to a Papa Bubble candy store and ask. I'm sure that one of the candy masters will probably be able to make what you want. Well, friends, I hope that you've enjoyed learning about candy or how to make candy. I know that I have. And right now, it's time for me to try some more candy. So I will see you next time.
It really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Well, now it's time to review a couple questions. Okay, here's question number one. What holiday are we celebrating?
Oh, well, it's Chinese New Year, Peter. That's an easy one.
Okay. Happy Chinese New Year, everyone. Here's a more difficult question. Okay, Alex goes to a fancy dinner at the chateau. Who teaches him his table manners?
Oh, that's a hard question, Peter. Was it Rob?
Good guess, but no. Please try again.
Okay, let me think. Oh, I remember. Susie helps Alex with his table manners and teaches him the different forks, knives, and spoons.
That's right. I always need to remember not to put my elbows on the table. Susie helps me with that. All right, friends, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back after this. This week, we also had an e-report lesson. We learned all about Papa Bubbles Candy Store. You can go there to make one-of-a-kind treats.
And Rebecca's lollipops looks really good, too. I hope she brought me back a lollipop. Friends, now it's time for us to look at some of our features again. Here we go.
Happy Chinese New Year! I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I love Chinese New Year. It is a wonderful holiday. Chinese people all over the world celebrate it. Other people in Asia celebrate it too. There's so much good food to eat, and I can see family and friends. What is your favorite part of the holiday? Chinese New Year is the most important holiday in Chinese culture. It is also called Spring Festival. It is a time for families to get together. Before the festival starts, every family carefully cleans their home. They buy lots of special foods and new clothes for children. They write lucky words on red paper and put them by the door. The festival begins on New Year's Eve with a family dinner. Everyone goes home to be with their families. They eat many delicious foods, including dumplings and fish. Many of the food's names sound like luck or good fortune. Children look forward to Chinese New Year. At that time, adults give them red envelopes with money inside. The New Year celebration lasts for 15 days. People take a break from school or work for the first few days. Everyone has a good time visiting family and friends and hopes for good luck in the New Year.
Are you ready for Chinese New Year? I'm getting some red envelopes ready. I will give them to my friends' children. And this year is the year of the monkey. Were you born in the year of the monkey? If so, you have a quick mind and you're smart. I hope you're having a wonderful New Year celebration. See you next time.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today we're talking about table manners. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Mr. Paul Light.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Paul. Are you ready to help us with another question?
I love your questions, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Today's question comes from Isaiah Shi of Taipei, Taiwan. Isaiah writes, I just moved to Taipei from America. In Taipei, people often use chopsticks when they eat. Are there rules about using chopsticks? I don't want to be rude.
I love that question, Isaiah. It's always good to learn about manners.
It is. So, Paul, what should Isaiah be careful about when using chopsticks?
First, make sure you're using chopsticks in the right way. If you don't know how to use chopsticks, watch other people or ask someone to teach you.
That's a good tip. What else?
Well, don't point your chopsticks, okay? That's not very polite. If you want to point at something, put down your chopsticks and use your hand.
Good advice. Is there a right way to put your chopstick down?
Yes. Lay your chopsticks on the table side by side. Don't let them cross.
Ooh, that's a good point. Can people use chopstick holders?
Yes, if the restaurant gives you a chopstick holder, you should use it.
I see.
Now be careful. Never stick your chopsticks straight up and down in your bowl of rice or noodles.
Oh yes, that is not polite at all. Thanks for the tips, Paul. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Okay, honey, that was delicious. I need to get back to work.
But Martin, it's already 9 o'clock. You work all day and every night. Please stay home. You didn't even finish your dinner.
Carly, you don't understand. I have so many jobs at work, and they are all so important.
I do understand.
No, you don't. Listen, I know someone who can help you understand.
Excuse me?
Super Sentence Man!
Yes!
No!
Hello.
Thank you for coming, Super Sentence Man. I have many important jobs.
Yes.
So what super sentence can I use that to say that?
Oh, let me help you out here. It's very easy. It's like this. The super sentence is, all of the something is or are something else. It's easier than it sounds. You could say, all of the jobs at work are important.
Exactly. All of the jobs at work are important.
Are you finished?
No. Martin wants to use this super sentence in another way, right?
Sure. All of the children are playing in the park.
All of the children are playing in the park. Excellent. Carly, what about...
Here's a super sentence for you. All of the food that I made is getting cold.
Ooh. I like it. All of the food that I made is getting cold. Very good job, Carly. Give me 5. Well, remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. I don't know. It's mine. Hello, my dear wife. Yes, dear. Yes, I know it's late. Of course, dear. I'm coming home now. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Super Sentence Man?
Not now. All of my super sentences are super important, but I love my wife, and my job is to make her happy. So, goodbye.
Just go to work, Martin.
No.
Really?
I didn't finish my dinner. And I love my wife, and my job is to make her happy.
Okay, keep eating, Martin.
So we learn a lot during the week, and you can always come back on Saturdays to review with us.
Reviewing helps us remember, and we hope you had a fun time with us. Peter, I think it's time for us to eat some Papa Bubble candy.
Oh, good idea. That lollipop looked so good. Well, friends, we'll see you again on Monday, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.